Meredith is becoming a player. Catherine is back and she's still not talking about her cancer. And the drama continues with Owen and his ladies. We're talking about all that and more. It's coming up.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
It's like the calmness.
It is.
So calm.
It should be raining Seattle. Yeah. Very Seattle-like.
Right? Very calm-like. Thank you guys for joining us again tonight to talk about Grey's Anatomy. Ooh. On Grey's Day.
Grey's Day.
I am Elle Marie here with my co-host.
Hey guys, I'm Krista Flungy.
Hey guys, Chelsea Sark-Jones.
And we, of course, are going to talk about everything. Like I said, Meredith being a player and all of that. Plus, we have our special segment and some news coming up. But first, what were you guys' overall thoughts about the episode?
We were kind of talking about it before, but not as juicy as they have been. But they can't all be, like, crazy, dramatic, 12 people die episodes. But felt a little filler, but I think a lot of stuff happened that we needed to happen. Like, Owen, as of now, made a decision. Yeah. We got Catherine breaking down and letting everyone know how she feels. So, good stuff happened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely just laid the foundation down for the rest of the next couple weeks, I guess.
Yeah, so. I think that's what it was. Yeah. Because next week looks like it's going to be pretty intense.
Yes.
So, let's just jump right into it. And I want to start with Meredith and Lincoln's relationship.
He is... not only good to look at, but he's great with the kids.
Like, don't win me over. Yeah. I don't want to be won over.
Either do I. Like DeLuca. I thought I was on the DeLuca train, and then I was like, don't pick up Bailey like a superhero. Yeah. Don't do that.
Right? You know what? Doing? I think I'm still on the DeLuca train. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm like still on it, but I'm like, where's the next stop?
I've got a toe on the station for Link now, and before I was just like full body, mind and spirit was DeLuca.
I mean, I think the whole opposites attract thing is what's going on with like Link and Mirror. Mm-hmm. That is kind of like, you know, cutesy to see them possibly be together, but I don't... He's so childish that DeLuca seems more like the man in the situation, and he's
weird
younger.
Because DeLuca's the younger one.
Yeah, and Link seems more like the child in the situation. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm more attracted to DeLuca because he just seems more like sexy and manly. But Link just seems like fun.
Yeah, we got a little more backstory about Link, so maybe that part of it, like finding out he had cancer as a child.
I did like that story.
Yeah. So maybe it was like he kind of just always has that youth about him because he almost wasn't here. You know what I mean? Yeah. So like maybe I did start to look at him differently, like, okay. So maybe that's why you are a little childish. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You're playful and things like that. You are so, like, his attitude, they were talking about that. Like, he's kind of nonchalant with things. Like, you're a surgeon, dude. Like, you need to think and be logical. Like, you can't just be like, whatever happens, happens. Like, that seemed to be his attitude, and Mayor had a problem with that. But
you know, it was very painful for me watching them in surgery, like how demeaning she was towards him and like rude. Yeah.
She does that sometimes.
Yeah, I'm like trying to like tell the intern whoever, like, this is why you do this because whatever. And it made me feel good for him to be like, F you. Really? I did it. That's like,
I was the other way because I'm like, well, yeah, you could have said that. Because I mean, the patient, the patient's pelvis was like shattered. And, you know, the normal thing would be to, you know, stabilize. And he's just like, no.
He's done that before, too. He likes to take the easier route or the route that the safe route.
And he had a reason, but it's like that. To me, it's like, well, that's kind of serious. You could explain it real quick. Like, just trust me on it. I think it's going to be better.
I see, but he just was like,
no, we're fine.
Yeah.
Like Meredith said, like, you couldn't have just said that.
I don't know. I kind of liked his line, his response to her was like, I didn't realize part of my job was making sure you knew I belonged here. And like, I felt like that's like she kind of makes people feel intimidated to be around her. And
she
has that right to be. But like, like if you're someone that's as accomplished and confident in yourself as a surgeon as I think Link is, like it could be a little bit like, you know, back off. I got this. This is my specialty.
That's why I think that moment.
True,
at the
I forgot
end,
he was ortho.
Yeah,
so.
That which is, and I think they both had like he could have done stuff differently, and she could have been less demean. You know how she has the tendency to do once in a while. But I think that moment at the end was nice too, because she was like, you know what, I was kind of an ass to you all day, and it's really nice that you showed up and did this big superhero party for me, and now we're just like,
yeah.
So I think she acknowledged it, and he was like,
was cool, too. Like, I like that he was so good with the kids for the party, for Bailey's fifth birthday party. And so not only did he come to help, but he stayed around, you know, entertained the kids. It's like, are you Thor? Bailey thought he was Thor. Like, yeah, let's play along. I'm Thor. Wasn't it cute?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was like, okay, when they had that moment and then he started, they both kind of opened up to each other a little bit more. And I was like, okay. And then she gets a text message and I was like, well, maybe it's work. And then we see it's DeLuca.
That's what I assumed.
I knew it was DeLuca.
I thought it was work.
Me too. I was like, she's emergency at the hospital. Right. But she's a glass of wine in. Yeah. So, yeah.
I knew it was DeLuca. And I knew, like, he would, like, want to hang. I thought she was going to pick up her phone and then, like, be, like, conflicted in the moment. But
that would have been something.
Yeah. I wish that would happen. But
I know. Whatever. I kind of wanted that, too.
Maybe next week.
So we can see a little bit more where she, like, lies, you know? Like, where she has to make a choice, like, text back or not. But yeah, I'm still Team DeLuca. Yeah. I really am. Their flirting is like way more sexier, and like Link and her is like playful, like cutesy. Like DeLuca and her are like
yeah, so it's gonna depend what she ends up wanting. Yeah, it's hard.
The reason I'm like, okay, I might be on the Link train is because she has the kids, and he was so good with them. Not to say that DeLuca won't be, like DeLuca but it was be. Like
we need to see.
Like we have to see
next
it.
Day. Writers, it's going to be another party that DeLuca has to plan, and we have to see how he plays with Bailey to know for sure. Yeah. Can we talk about how cute Bailey is too? All of her kids—they're just so big.
I love when they get the little flashes of the kids.
I know,
yeah,
because you like forget it. They're growing little humans, and you're like, she still has those things.
Where'd they come from?
Oh, they're so cute.
Yeah, let's talk about DeLuca a little bit more and his first solo surgery.
Woo. Yeah,
this episode. Now, I think him and Meredith might kind of have a little bit of a similar personality because I like DeLuca and I like his arrogance sometimes, but sometimes I don't. Like while he was doing the surgery, Karev was watching over and he's like, okay, what do you do next? I don't know. Just tell me. You know what I mean? That was his response. Like, could you just tell me what to do? You know, a little aggravated and like, I know I've done everything that I know of. So just tell me what it is. But it's like, you could have been more humble in that moment. I feel like, you know, DeLuca, and then Karev handled it well. He didn't even entertain it. He's like, you're good. You're done.
I watched it differently, I guess, where I felt like he was more so, like, he felt defeated in it. Mm-hmm. Not that he was, like, arrogant in it. Mm. Like, oh, shit. Oops. Did I forget a step? And, like, he's above me. And, like, oh, did I do something wrong? Like, I felt like he was more frazzled than he was more, like, arrogant.
Yeah.
And I didn't think of this as the show went on, but we have someone in the chat, Sebastian. I love seeing Alex mentoring Andrew. Hard to believe it wasn't that long ago that he almost killed him.
He
beat him up. And I was like, that happened.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was actually kind of a cool scene. Like now, like remembering, they've come a long way.
They
could be in a room together and like have that mentor mentee relationship.
I completely forgot about that.
So but I interpreted it differently, but I was very happy for him.
And I think good. I only kind of took it that way just because of DeLuca's past behavior. Sometimes when it has come to surgery, he has been like that a little bit, so I think that's why I took it that way. But that is a good point, because you're nervous. It's your first solo surgery, and then you have the surgery because your attending or whatever gets paralyzed on accident. So
what the heck?
How does that happen?
We're like, wait, what is going on?
That should never happen.
Like, that guy should get fired. Like, wait, what?
Owen was like, okay, I have 30 seconds. You need to do this, this, and that before I'm out of here.
Yeah.
So
that I can't believe that happened. No. It's just,
but insane.
Hey guys, before we move on to our next topic, we just wanted to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, we could use your help. If you're on YouTube right now, hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. Being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to all of us, and we truly appreciate you supporting us in doing what we love. Don't forget to tell your friends and keep enjoying our shows.
Yep.
Woo.
Yes. Spread the word. Spread the love.
Yeah.
Let's move on to Catherine, Weber, and Jackson.
Yeah.
So Catherine is back, and well, first off, she is very upset with Meredith.
Yeah,
because Meredith spilled all of the beans,
all of them,
about her cancer, and so she's very upset about that. Which I mean,
like, arguably so.
Yeah,
yeah.
You weren't ready. She wasn't ready.
And, like, as much as we might not agree with her not being ready to, I've never had cancer, so I don't know, like, what goes through your mind. Yeah. And, but also, it is, you were her doctor. You can't be doing that stuff.
You can't even do that.
She's lucky she didn't, like, strip her license. But obviously that would have never been the case, but it's just, that's tough.
I mean, but we all thought that her anger was going to be directed more towards Maggie than it was towards Meredith. Yeah. So I was a little bit, like, taken aback at first.
Because I guess I had forgot that it was Meredith that told Maggie.
Yeah. So I think she's like, well, Maggie wouldn't have told her. She didn't know.
Yeah.
So you told
her. She's
not
my doctor. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
I think we also just want her to be mad at
me
Maggie.
Me too. Yeah, that also.
It's like our own personal.
Yeah, like be mad at Maggie. Break up her and Jackson.
Yes, and that story today where, like, when Maggie was like to Bailey, well, my mom kept it from me for a while and we lost. And I was like, oh, that makes so much sense. I'd be this. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's come out of it from the other side and she's seen what it can do to a family. So she's like, you know, I want it all the time. I could have.
Yeah.
She wants them to
be able to
Weber
know,
too,
and talk to Catherine about it to let them know, that they're there for her, because she came back like nothing was wrong, a major surgery doing, like super major, trying to save one of her patients, trying to save her uterus because she had a tumor, but she had a lot of radiation and chemo, so once she was doing the surgery, unfortunately, she wasn't able to save it. But during the surgery, Jackson is like, you know, you're in pain, like. You know what I mean? I got you. You can go ahead and move on. But she's still like, she's very stubborn, like Maggie said. Like, no, I can do this surgery. I am fine. I think a part of her doing the surgery was kind of trying to convince herself that she was okay. Like, maybe that she's not sick. Yeah. But once her, Weber, and Jackson all end up having a conversation about it, she says to them, like, the fact of me talking to you guys about it now makes it real.
Which, true.
Okay, like,
I
can
say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I get her wanting to do the surgery to feel like her more of herself. Mm-hmm. And like, yeah, this may be the last surgery she's ever had. Yeah. Wants to be a hero over it, whatever. But like, I felt like we all kind of thought Amelia was crazy when she had a brain tumor and was operating. Mm-hmm. And like, you know.
Yeah.
But like, you know, Bailey sitting there and saying how great of an innovator whatnot that she is. And it's like, yeah, but she's... Like, does her patient know that she's sick?
Yeah,
like,
that should be, that should be information that is...
It
told.
Should be. And that's why, like, I was glad that the surgery, well, not necessarily glad, but that the surgery went the way that it went because of the patient's body and not because of a mistake that Catherine's made. Because they'll do that sometimes if the doctor, you know, sometimes with, back in the day with, who had the hand thing?
Shepherd?
Derek.
Yeah. You know, and he had a few surgeries that were like
questionable.
You know what I mean? So I was at
Not Derek. It was, Yang and,
Isaiah Washington. Yeah. I forget
his
real name. I mean, not his real name, but his name on the show.
Derek did the surgery and, like, felt really bad because,
that's what it was.
Because I was like, Christina was back there being the little puppet.
Yeah. His name is still not coming to me. People in the chat.
Oh my gosh, what is
his
doctor name?
Is not coming to
me. Our heart surgeon.
It says blank.
Isaiah Washington.
Right. But, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
But I'm just glad. Yeah, I'm just glad that it wasn't.
I'm sure someone in the chat's remembered by now.
Yeah. But anyways, glad that it wasn't an, you know, like an accident or she passes out and it makes something
Burke.
Up. Preston Burke.
Yes.
Burke. Oh, yeah, never mind. Burke. Come on,
right.
Guys.
Yeah. Sorry. We all had a brain fart. It just happened.
Just like, I really like went blank.
We all did. It's because neither one of us could remember.
We're that like, was what? Years ago, guys. Give us a break. But yeah, but it was good to see that they finally talked everything out. And it was funny, like Bailey was about to walk in the room and Maggie's like, no.
Yeah,
have their conversation. You know, don't walk in that. It doesn't need to be interrupted because
the
whatever they're saying.
The storm is a brewing.
Yeah, they need to get it all out.
But let's stand right outside the door so we hear it all.
Oh, yeah. No, that's what I mean. Don't leave the hospital. Stay right there.
Yeah.
That's what I
hear.
Don't
hear it all. Oh, man. So talking about hearing it all. Owen and his ladies. Amelia walks up on Owen talking to Teddy.
Okay.
And calling their relationship a crap situation. That's hurtful.
Yeah.
It's already a lot of back and forth in our relationship. And then here comes Teddy and she's pregnant and it's a lot going on. And I don't know what you're going to do. So let me remove myself. And then you call it a crap situation.
Which, like, it is. But he, if I heard it the way she did too.
But you also were talking to Teddy.
Yeah, exactly. So that's a no-no. And then I know he's just like, this whole thing sucks. Like, it doesn't suck, but it's just like, what a situation. Yeah. It's, you know, you're getting a baby out of it, but the timing couldn't be worse. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's just the fact that she like walked in at the moment she did and he was talking to Teddy out of all people. Yeah. It's just.
I would have felt like a badass if I were Amelia and he was yelling at Teddy. Like, yeah,
I mean,
that's right. You yell at her.
That part was nice. Part, I think I'm winning. Language.
But she just, that's all she heard was like that crap situation. It was like, her? What? Oh, okay. Well.
And I think, too, also being Amelia, like, I would hate to have to see Teddy every day. Like, I'm all for, like, being the bigger person or whatever. But, like, you're carrying my boyfriend's baby in your belly after, like, it
you're
just
like
bothers
watching
me.
Her get bigger.
Yeah. Like angry.
And Owen is so nice. He's going to be attentive to Teddy.
Yeah.
That is going to bother Amelia.
Yeah. It would bother, me.
Yeah. It would bother anyone.
Like, no. But yeah. And I don't, and I'm tired of Teddy playing the victim in all this too. Because Owen specifically flew across the world to be with her, and she turned him down. So, like, I don't like her being like, this isn't what I wanted, blah, blah, blah. Like, he chose you at first. And now, you know, but now you want him because you're carrying his baby. Like, so I'm just like, I'm over her.
I agree. Mm-hmm. That's what Maggie had said when Maggie was about to, or when Teddy was asking to work under Maggie, when she was like, you told them too late. I was like, you did give her a second to be mad at you before she lets you work. You did.
Well, we have Mikey and Sibas in chat. They don't like how Maggie treated Teddy. They said, Maggie definitely is a magnificent surgeon, but I can't believe how babyish she is. And she was so unprofessional. I did not like the way she treated Teddy. I liked it.
I liked it too. I mean, that's her sister. Meredith is her sister, like sister, blood sister.
Yeah.
Don't. Well, nope. I'm sorry. This is about Amelia. Yeah. I'm ready to don't mess with a sister.
But like her her sister-in-law somehow removed or whatever. It's, but like, I would still like they have a sisterly bond.
Yeah, they're still sisters. They're her children's aunt. That's her children's aunt.
Like, and she's gonna defend her family, and I don't think there was anything wrong with that. Now, maybe it wasn't professional because they were at work, but it was like you came here, you dropped a bomb, you held that secret for a really long time. Yeah. You know what I mean? And you were wrong.
She was the first one to know the secret because she treated her. But I mean, she also did own in her defense. She was like, you know, I'm not going to be like this forever. Just like, give me a couple beats and I'll drop it. But like, I mean, I think that's fair. It's like, God, this girl has to work under me now.
Yeah. She's like, I'll be professional, but I need a second to be emotional.
It's life, you know? Also, another moment of Teddy that I didn't like was when Owen got paralyzed.
Yeah.
She's like, oh my God, no, I'm not leaving his side.
Yes.
And rubbing his head and everything. And I'm just like,
it's like, someone tell Amelia he's in here.
Right.
I wrote down, Teddy is getting way too close.
Way too close. Like,
not like, into this.
Call Amelia stat.
Yeah. I was, immediately. I didn't like that. Because also, like, I don't know.
Because you're going to start to blur the line.
Well, yeah, and she's also in there for him helping him and immediately goes to, I can't work here anymore.
Yeah.
I'm like, he is recovering. Relax.
And I also didn't like how she kind of proposed him moving to Germany, like knowing.
That was him. Yeah, that was totally her putting that card on the table.
Yeah, knowing that he had something here with Amelia. Mm-hmm. Like, that was putting his back against the wall. I thought that was totally unfair for her to do.
Which selfless Owen is like, you know what? Mm-hmm. Take my job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what did he say?
You've sacrificed so much for me. And you're giving me so much more. But I was like, you would.
You would say something like that.
Little man.
I actually liked what he said, but because it was to Teddy, I'm like.
It was true. And he's like, you're giving me a kid. I can do this for you. Mm-hmm. And I mean, she is making sacrifices, but like. We could have avoided all of this from the beginning if we just did things a little differently.
You said yes, Owen, I'll take you back.
Yeah.
Let's do this. I've dreamt of it ever since we've met each other.
Or, like, even came home right away when you found out you were pregnant and didn't give it so much time for him to, like, go back and figure his life out with Amelia.
I don't know. And I used to be kind of like Team Teddy, but I don't. It's just the way she handles everything.
I like Teddy's character. It's just this mess. It's just too bad. It's been too long that we've been doing this thing with Owen, this little dance, and I've just grown tired of it. So, but now we're complicating it more, so it's like I'm not going to get rid of it anytime soon.
But I like the fact that he chose Amelia.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like, it was clear cut, like, yes, she's having my baby, but I want to be with you.
Which, and okay, Owen deserves to be happy. This has been, like, a long time coming, and he deserves to have kids, so yeah. If he's going to have a bunch at once, why not?
Yeah. I mean, when it rains, we went
through
the,
yeah, right. We went through this with Christina, poor guy, right. Then like, everyone, so it's... He deserves it.
It's about his time.
Yeah.
That moment gave me all the feels. I was so happy for them. Yeah. I almost cried, but not quite.
I was like, goosebumps.
Yeah, this was like, so sweet. I thought how he said it was cute, and then I loved when she was like, what took you so long? I was paralyzed.
He's like, she's like, you're funny. What were you doing? No, for real.
I was paralyzed.
Yeah.
I loved it. It was such a cute moment. And it made me happy because I also felt they were going to drag this on for a couple more episodes.
Yeah, me too.
And I wouldn't, like you said, you're tired. Like, I'm tired of it, too. Which, like, it would have been
nauseating. I think for me, if I was Amelia, it'd be less sincere. I'd be like, you're really sad on that. For, did you need to sit?
Yeah.
Are we sure you made the right? I know that's, like, girls, that's totally a female thing we do, where we're like, take all the time you need. Right. And, but, you know, but really, you're like, you better figure it out quick.
Right. Like, now. Like, as soon as I say
you should
that.
Have figured it out yesterday. But that's why I also like that he did that, because it makes me feel like he was sure in his decision.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully this is it. Yeah. We don't know. Yeah.
Sebastian, I don't know if I'm saying your name right. Sebastian.
Sebastian. I had the same issue in him.
He says the fact that he chose Amelia so swiftly is suspicious. Few, if any, GA couples manage to stay happy.
Darn it.
We're so cynical. Grey's fans, we're the cynical human beings.
And I'm also looking at a girl's perspective. If I was Amelia, I'd be like, I'm glad you were able to figure that out. But, like, maybe as a guy, I mean, I'm not a dude. Yeah, maybe guys need to sit on it for
Lauren
longer.
Lauren also thinks, you know what, but I have a prediction, and I'm going to wait for our prediction section, but I think that this love triangle is kaput.
We think so?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just, it could go either way. If he didn't sit on it longer, now maybe he's going to have, but you should know who you want to be with.
That's what I was going to say. Like, they always say, like, you know when you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you shouldn't have to sit on that for too long.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking, but.
So, like, the quickness, that's, I mean, it's coming from a guy, so I don't know.
That's true. I don't know.
Well,
guy's brain.
Well, I mean, too, though, like, he's telling Amelia he missed her. Like, all the while, he hasn't told Teddy that he missed her. Mm-hmm. And she's been gone in Germany for all these months or whatever. Yeah. So I think he's pretty, you know, sure of who he wants to be with.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think it's done. I'm very happy about it.
I hope
it.
So.
Yeah.
But Karasik Creep. Is up to his normal ways.
I like that. He's the best.
Right?
He's such a great addition. He just gives me laughs all the time.
He first creeped me out with Joe.
Mm-hmm. Like, calling her a mermaid.
Who is that? She's like a mermaid. And I was waiting. Amelia, when are you going to say she's married? I'm watching like, she's married. She's married.
Marriage.
Married.
Whatever hand it is.
He was like in awe of her. I was like, stop it. That's what I want
to
do.
That's what you have to do to him, though. Bad boy.
Right. You know what's funny, too, though? Because it's always like, I mean, I guess there's so many female cast members, but I'm like, hasn't he seen her before? Like, I was like, haven't we done this dance?
Yeah. This isn't your first time. I know she's been on Honeymoon and Marriage Bliss.
Yeah. I almost was like, wait, didn't they work together? But maybe not.
That's what I'm trying to remember. Like,
knowing him, maybe he just forgets.
He's one of those guys. Like, oh, I know you.
I've seen you once, but I'm seeing you again.
But I do want his creep ways to work on Teddy.
Yeah, no, that'd be good. Lock her. Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go.
Take her mind and attention off of Owen.
He'll feed you fries.
Feed you fries.
That's all
you rub your feet.
Right?
That was such a pregnant woman scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, just take your hand off your feet and eat all of his fries. It's fine. Right. Yeah.
They're your feet.
And it's him.
And they've been in shoes all day.
Yeah.
They're fine. You can eat a fry. But no.
Both of performance surgeries. Right. Scene worse. Yeah.
But I like that. Only because I just want her to
I know. I need her
distracted.
To be happy with someone else.
Yeah, so that was my prediction. What?
There we go.
Was that she is going to get distracted with someone else, and that's going to clear the way for Amelia and Owen. And
that could be, this works with news. Now I have, okay.
Ooh.
We'll see.
There's so many times.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? You know what? I want to talk about Schmidt for a little bit.
Oh, yes, please.
He's come so cute, right? Own.
Yeah.
Trying to put it in context.
Oh, my gosh. It was so cute, though.
Yeah.
It was like, oh. But I like that. He, like you said, he's coming into his own.
Mm-hmm.
And while he was talking to Teddy, I think just that little moment, he's like, whoa, no one's spoke to me like that. Like I said, respectfully, before they say something to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he was introducing himself, like, oh, Schmidt, but they call me Glad. Nope.
Schmidt.
Yeah. Dr. Schmidt. It's like, oh, that's so
He needed a confidence booster like that. It's going to make him a better doctor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And less annoying.
Totally. But can we talk about how Helm tried to help him with the contact and didn't wash her hands?
Yeah. I was going in his eye.
Wait, but you, Saline.
Guys, you guys were okay with Teddy rubbing her feet and then picking up a French fry.
That's an eyeball. That's because that's going in her. It's like his. That was one thing when it was his eye stabbing his. Your hand stabbing his eye.
But it's like Helm.
Also, maybe it's someone who wears contacts that I'm just like, no, don't do it.
Right?
I do too. But yeah, how old were you when you first got your contacts, though? Because I never had an issue, but I started off pretty
young. But people do. I was like,
I was older.
Yeah, yeah, I was like 15, 16.
Were you having those issues? Like, could you
I think
not?
The first time I was really. Like, this is weird, but yeah. I never was like in a mirror being like, oh my God. Yeah. But I guess if you're like,
some people do.
I know some people have that issue. It, yeah. And it's funny to me because I've always just been able to like pop it in, no issue.
Yeah,
no
problem. But some people are like, need a mirror, I need saline, you need all of the
everything.
Elements. Yeah, you can't just like do it while you're driving.
Yeah. And he was trying to look at it. Like, yeah, that was
his
mistake.
He was
like,
stressing himself out. It was a train wreck to watch.
It's definitely a very glasses thing to do, too. Because it's like, I feel like doctors are so, like, I could, surgeons especially, like, if I could, you know, sew up a heart, like, I could put a contact lens on. Yeah. And, like, he can't even.
But I want next week when he has his contacts in and maybe a little bit of a haircut, like a little trim.
Him to be cute.
Some gel, like come in, have that slow motion.
He was looking a little cute in the mirror. I was like, who is that?
He does.
He does have a cute face. And maybe if he just like deepens his voice just a little bit. Yeah.
And like walk with some confidence.
Yeah. Well, maybe Nico, Dr. Kim, can help him with that. He's like, oh, you know, you're helping me with my confidence or whatever. But I like that Nico said, like, no, that's you. It's always been you. You just kind of maybe needed someone to bring it out. Because you can't do that in relationships. Like, oh, you're the reason I'm this, this, and that. Mm-hmm. You need to be your own reason for those
things. It did turn me off when he said that. Like, it's because of you. It's like, like, you had it in you.
Yeah.
You had it in you.
And I like that Nico didn't take advantage of that. I still encouraged him. Yeah.
They're like cute.
Let's go ahead and get in. Well, do we have anything else that you guys want to talk about?
I know. I think we got it.
Yeah. I think we did.
All right. Let's go ahead and get into our cure moment. Who served the cure?
No music today.
That's fine.
That's all right.
Totally fine.
I just get so excited to dance.
Right. Same.
Does someone want to go first?
Let me see.
I can go first. Yeah. I feel like mine isn't like that groundbreaking or anything, but when Maggie was talking to Bailey,
damn it,
in the gallery.
I'm kidding. I wrote down two, but
okay, good. But yeah, Maggie said you can't waste a lot of time waiting for the right moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's just one of those things where if you want to do something, you have to get out and do it. And she's probably speaking from, you know, losing that time with her mom.
Yeah.
You know, but it's just an all around like good advice.
It
you
is.
Know what I mean? You want to do something, go ahead and do it because time is short.
And I feel like I have had a lot of moments in my life too where you're like, you could have just done that so much sooner and like it was totally a waste to wait that long. But yeah, good advice.
Mm-hmm.
But I just realized the second one I wrote down, I had said earlier that you told them too late. So I agree. That one was a good one. And then, I've already said mine. I thought I wrote down more.
Although I'm not a fan of Lincoln Mayer, my cure was when he was helping her decorate. And he said, you know, she said something about stress.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, you know, I do believe in stress. I just don't think it should, ruin your life and run your life. And then he started to get into the story about, like, having cancer, seeing all of his friends die of the same disease and whatnot. So, yeah, I try to live by it. Sometimes I do get stressed. But, you know, you don't want it to ruin your life or run your life. So
same.
I like that little bit that he had. He's very wise. He is very wise. I really just love DeLuca.
Yeah. Yeah. Right?
We all do.
Can't let him go.
Sorry, I just had DeLuca moment.
Have that moment.
DeLuca. All right, let's go ahead and get into some news and gossip.
Ooh, okay, I have... Where'd it go? I saved one little thing here. So apparently, Kim Raver, who plays Teddy on the show, was talking to TV Line, and she said that a new wrinkle will soon be folded into the mix, further complicating the already romantic situation that's going on between her, Amelia, and Owen.
Mm.
So
Yeah.
You could have been onto the right thing, because she says there is another fantastic element that gets thrown in. The actress behind Owen's baby mama, Teddy, so Teddy teases. There is another person in another person element, and it's fun and funny and complicated. So I could see that end up being mm-hmm. what you predicted. Mm-hmm. We were like, maybe there's still a baby. Yeah. Maybe Amelia's pregnant, but that seems more predictable and less complicated and funny. So I don't know.
It would be kind of weird to see Tom with Teddy being pregnant. He's like such a womanizer, mm-hmm. but like seeing him like love up on this pregnant woman that's not carrying his baby, mm-hmm. like that would be kind of funny.
And like that would throw in some like Owen maybe getting jealous.
Yeah,
which would be like a whole nother element.
Yeah, sure. And then Amelia getting jealous or upset with Owen.
Yes. And even never Tom, ends. Because like Tom is such a polarizing person. Like, mm-hmm. they'd be like, oh, God, like, why him, Teddy? Like,
yeah.
Of all the guys.
Why him? Yeah. Oh, that's going to be interesting to see which way they go with that. Yeah. I think it is going to be Jurassic, though.
I know, I like that seems more believable than me still riding that Amelia's pregnant train, but it's fine.
They did look cute on the couch. Today. Yeah. Like they look like a couple.
Yeah, so. I wasn't bothered by it too much. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, do it.
Feed her those fries.
Yes.
Now, we want to do, we were trying to come up with a name for this little segment that we want to do is like new one with like memes that we find that are funny about Grey's Anatomy.
So if you guys have any ideas, leave them in the comments and we will.
Nothing for you guys.
We're all like, we can't even remember Burke's name. So,
but I do just want to go ahead and these were kind of funny. So there's one. It's a picture of Tracy Ellis on there, but it's Dear Writers, no one wants Jackson and Maggie to be a thing. Please stop.
Yes.
Please stop.
Yeah. So for a little clarification, the segment would be us bringing memes to add a little light to all of the, but this one's great. Usually they're relevant. Sometimes they'll be from like seasons past. But
Sometimes. So they'll just probably be all over the place. Exactly. Also, maybe I'm just thinking on the fly. We didn't talk about this, but maybe if you guys are watching, if you see something funny you like, you can tag us in the photo and then like
tag us on Instagram or Twitter, or throw it in the comments section on our YouTube page and we'll check it out.
Shout you out. But I mean, anything Tracy Ellis Ross is in, whether it be a meme or real life,
that's perfect.
It's true.
And now the second one was, this is from, I guess, like a medical student.
Yeah.
So they were like, yesterday I saw my first open heart surgery in person. Mm-hmm. When the doctor asked me a question, I knew the answer. Not from what I learned in school, but what I saw on Grey's Anatomy. Thank you, Christina Yang.
Yay, Christina, Dr. Yang.
And I was like, what's so cool about that is like, okay, they must use actual terms. Because I've thought about that before. Mm-hmm. Like some things I see and I learn on there, but I'm like, I don't know if that's actually right.
I know, if I like walk into surgery. In the real world? Yeah. Right? And I was like, I'm here.
Like, my best friend is doing her residency in Michigan, and I remember, like, all throughout college, she's like, I just want to live a Grey's Anatomy life. Like, that's all she can say. I want to be, like, Meredith and blah, 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 and, like, have sex in the closet.
And now
she's
rallying there, and she's like, not the same.
She hates it. Yeah. She's like, this is a, like, why did you let me do this, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, you wanted to be, like, great.
Yeah. It's like, you're living it.
But it is helping people, so, I mean, yay.
Right? I feel like I am certified now, so that, like, gave me confidence. Information, the things I have learned, I can use them. And I'm just there,
you know, exactly. I know my boyfriend's in medical school, and I'll be like, I know more than you. I've been watching Grey's for 14 years.
Because we're in the forum boards, like answering people's medical questions. Right. I'm like, that's so knowledgeable.
So let me check episode 3 of season 2 real quick. Yeah. This is a joke. Obviously, we have no medical knowledge whatsoever.
And we will not be using it in the real world or
speak
on people.
For yourself.
I'm the last person you'd want in surgery.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Oh my God. we hit on predictions a little bit, but let's go ahead and get into them all the way.
I love yours.
And now, AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Harmony.
I think this is hard. Okay, I think I still don't know if we're gonna. I feel like Catherine. I really hope she comes through, but I feel like there's gonna be some major complications that either she can't like practice surgery anymore, or Because it can't just be that easy.
Or maybe not walk, because it is her spine, right?
That could be, like, what if she's, like, paraplegic after, or something. There's going to be something that just, like really throws her off. Yeah, either that, or it's going to affect Weber more, and maybe the alcoholism thing. Yeah, yeah. Something's good, because, like, there's got to be a reason that we have the storyline in here, besides to just break all of our little hearts.
Yeah, I mean, I would hate that if it were.
Yeah.
That with Weber. I'm trying
to... Or it tests him.
Yeah, maybe test him. I don't want Weber to backslide.
Yeah, I don't want to backslide either. But, I mean, some of people are raising some interesting points in the chat regarding this, saying that, you know, the current writer, Krista, doesn't really write off prominent characters. That was more of a Shonda thing. That they don't see Catherine dying if it's... Who plays her? What's the... In real life,
Debbie Allen.
Oh, like, okay. Unless this is something Debbie Allen wants to walk away from, like, that's maybe true. That's the only reason why they would kill her off. But yeah, I find it hard to think that they would do that.
I know, I don't want them to. And also, she's like not there enough where we're like, she's a bother to the kid, right, you know what I mean?
But that's why I wonder if they do kill her. Like, she's not going to sway any storyline too tremendously. So if she's not there,
and
then
they've killed off worse, or like more dramatically in the past,
yeah. But yeah, I don't see them doing it.
I was like, I'm gonna cry. I'm like, I'm gonna be so sad.
I know,
Jackson.
I would too. And Weber. Yeah.
And Weber too, but like, that's his mommy. Though.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna be,
and they've had such a like a interesting relationship. Yeah. Like, it's fun to watch their dynamic.
It is.
So yeah, I'm hoping that she doesn't die, but I'm thinking it would be, like you said, some like really bad complication, and that it might, you know, she might not be able to walk or something like that.
Yeah.
But then she becomes more inserted into the story if that's the case.
I agree.
So
yeah.
Maybe that's what they want. I don't know.
I don't know. I think Jackson and Maggie are going to be even closer. Unfortunately. I wanted to say, like, well, maybe this could kind of pull them apart because Jackson already isn't really talking about it too much. After the surgery, it's going to be very hard on him. And, you know what I mean? He possibly could lash out. But in the preview, he's definitely, like, crying uncontrollably and is in Maggie's arms. And so I'm just like, I think it's going to actually...
I think it's going to put them together.
Yeah,
for
so
sure.
They'll have kind of to bond over a little bit more. It'll strengthen their relationship. They're still a little bit rocky right now. We haven't even really seen them together.
And she was like trying to use his advice today with Bailey. She was like, I'm trying to be more, which she needs to be. Maybe I'd like you two together if we could do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no, they haven't ever since the episode where she like caught him talking to other girls. Like, we haven't really seen them explore their relationship in depth.
Maybe that's
really
intentional so we can like miss them a little bit and then. They do need the time apart.
They're like, okay, give them some time apart.
I'm trying to give them the benefit of the doubt,
right?
But it is hard,
Have them be there for each other, and then it'll work, and everyone will be happy. No, we won't.
Yeah.
We don't like it. No, just plain and simple.
Yeah, I mean, I think regardless of whatever the outcome is, they're going to be closer together.
With
her surgery.
For sure.
It's kind of nice that he does have her for this because she's been through it.
Yeah.
So it's like someone to talk to, no matter whether it was a friend or, you know, it's just someone who can be like, you know, it sucks.
Yeah, and they actually like,
if
understand.
If I could do things differently, this is what I do, which is why Maggie did tell them, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it'll help, hopefully.
Yeah, so we'll just have to wait until next week, see what's going on. Anything else good in the chat?
We do know Thatcher is dying. So I'd be really shocked if they kill off two parents in 1 year.
It is Grey's, guys.
you see my face? I'm like, oh,
who needs parents? We haven't had a paraplegic major character, so you may have a point
there.
No,
just the one-legged.
Yeah, just one leg.
Just one leg. That would be interesting.
Yeah.
And it would be, it's always tough for people like that because, like, surgery's her life, and that would really put a nail in that. Mm-hmm.
With her attitude, that definitely is going to put a strain on her and Weber's relationship.
He'd be like the caretaker. Caregiver.
But she's going to be very mean to him.
Oh, yeah. Don't touch me.
We will see.
We will see.
I guess we have to wait till next week till we get all of this information, our questions answered. But until then, guys, thank you again for joining us tonight. I am Elle Marie. You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Elle Marie TV.
Hey, guys, I'm Krista Flungy, and you can find me all over social media at Krista Flungy.
Hey guys, Chelsea Stark Jones. You can find me online at ChelseaStarkJones.com and on Instagram at C_S Jones.
All right, we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.